Tafresh Lamed Aleph, Stif Ches. Bayis HaMekuyav in Estorim, Shein Alei Mazizot. A house that has a piece of wood to make up the ceiling. There's no cement on top of them. Volach Shein Hashem Sukkah. So basically, the ceiling is made out of material that the sukkah would be kosher. It's made out of wood. But it wasn't put for the Shem Sukkah, it was put for the roof of the house. So Daiva says she has sealed Kol HaMatzmei L'Shem Asiyah Sukkah. It's enough to remove all the nails. And when he removes them, he does it with intention to convert it into a sukkah. So we have a chiddush that even though he did not remove the slats themselves, since he removed the nails, the shame sukkah, that's enough. Mishabru brings that the Rashi though says it's not enough to just remove the nails, you have to actually move around the srach. So the Meister, Mishabru brings other Rishonim that say it's not enough to remove the nails, you have to actually move the srach out of its place and move it back. Or you should remove from between the two nisarim one of them, and then put tzchach kosher b'mkayim. You know, the original wood was possible because it's made for a roof. You take off 50% of the roof and you replace it with tzchach, and now you have 50% of tzchach kosher, and then open this kosher. I feel nisarim rechovim arba. Even though it was made 4 tefachim wide. Now this is a very big chiddush because we know that halach is if you use tzchach which is 4 tefachim wide, it's possible in the Rabbanon because it looks like a roof. Now here, the person had a roof with these wide boards on them and he takes out the nails and he shakes them a little bit and moves them out of the place of Shem Sukkah. The chiddush over here is that once you did that and you made a special mice to show you wanted for a sukkah, even though the boards are wider than 4 tefachim, they are kosher because you basically did something to show that you wanted to be for sukkah, not for the ceiling. Now, in the case, we took the nails and moved them out of the place, then it definitely helps, even if the boards are more than 4 tefachim. In the case, we took every second one. So here we have a problem because if it's not possible, it's more than 4 tefachim, then you can have breaks of more than 4 tefachim between the tzchach kosher and the tzchach posel, and that's a problem. Anyway, that's all the discussion. It becomes a nice ask for shayla. And others say, no, that they made a blanket zera that whenever you have tzchach, which is more than 4 tefachim wide, it's possible, even though you magala das and you did this act of taking out the nails to show you wanted for sukkah, it doesn't help. The Meister, the Machlekes Acharei, had a paskin here, therefore one should avoid that situation. The Meister, Richmond Bruder, says one should avoid using some boards for tzchach.